True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com. 3 o'clock, good to have you with us. Happy March Madness to everybody. We'll have another tournament update for you in about 40 minutes. We got a lot to do. We're going to get to the Michigan game in a little bit, but we wanted to change gears. It's 3 o'clock, and if you are working today, there's a bit of an issue. Obviously, if you listen to this show, you have high odds of liking sports and caring about March Madness. Here's my question. First of all, it wouldn't shock me to see people starting to slip out of the office at about 3 o'clock. It's just a nondescript.
Those are the ones that are just late to the party.
Exactly.
Because the veterans have already left.
I know, but I wanted to make sure, look, maybe some people believe, look, I'm going to give the illusion I was productive today, but I will be out for the 4 p.m. games.
Fair.
So here's my question. If we put it on a scale of productivity of 1 to 5, my question to the people is, what is your productivity on March Madness kickoff? And what are some of the duplicitous things you are doing in order to watch basketball? What are the games you're playing? And it goes well beyond having a scoreboard up on your monitor and some AirPods in. I want to know the lengths you've gone to stick it to the man today so you could watch basketball. I mean, I heard some stories. Rieger did something and people started calling in about the lengths they were going to get the day off. Like, what do you do on a day where you can't get the day off? Now, you're at work, but you want to watch March Madness. It's important work. Now, the productivity goes down. That's why I want people to give me their answer. But also, I'm more intrigued of how are you hiding the fact that you're watching basketball from your boss? How are you pulling it off? Because, again, the technology today, it's a whole different ballgame than the way it used to be. Whether it's your phone, a tablet, the computer, streaming, it could be the audio of it, a click of a button away. You don't even need a radio anymore. I'm always intrigued by it because days like today, I kind of view it like the half day they used to give you in school before Christmas. Like, why bring the kids in for the half day? Christmas break, everyone's mind is on it. You're not teaching anything.
No.
It's like calling a decision maker in the world of advertising Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. You're not getting that person on the phone.
Yeah.
So today, if I ran an office and it was, I don't know, from a group of people standpoint, I knew my people cared about college basketball or were sports people, I think I would just give up the ship. I would just go, you know what? I'm not even fighting you today.
Now, I like the half day right before Christmas vacation because that normally ends up being a movie day anyway. It's like,
right.
I could have watched this movie at home. I didn't need to be here for this. But you had to be there for attendance purposes.
Right.
And that's it. So somebody can justify their salary.
Right. Now, today, look, for us, it's a bit different. We're going to talk about the games. And in the commercial breaks, I'll get to see them. So my productivity doesn't change. But in a standard office setting, I can't imagine a lot's getting done today. No, please don't call in and go, well, I'm the head of cardiology. Well, I'd hope you're not distracted by Montana, Wisconsin. Like, you're not going to be streaming a game while someone's chest cavity is open and you're fixing their heart.
But I bet you they got somebody giving.
No, I don't want to live in that world.
What's the update? Who's winning? All right. Because, I mean, they're in there for hours. You know they're talking about different things. Or maybe they got the game piped in. They probably will never admit it. But, yes, I get what you're saying. But I think most people will find a way to get this thing done. I think probably the easiest thing if you're stuck at work is you have it on your laptop or your computer screen, but you got something over that screen. You got another page that you can just click back and forth when nobody's watching you. You can watch the game. Oh, here comes the boss. Let me hide that page and just listen to it in my ear.
What about the executive lunch break? See, that to me would be your best move.
Yeah.
Because no one really pays attention. I mean, like, we don't have a job that has a standard lunch break, but I mean, the lunch break gives you an hour. So you push it to an hour 15. Now, you're not going to get away with that on a job site. That's not going to work. It's 30 degrees. Guys are busting their ass. You can't go gallivanting around town for an hour and 45 minutes if it's an hour break. Because then when you come back, somebody's going to hit you with a nail gun. That's not going to work. But I just, in a standardized form, look, if you're on the job site, maybe somebody's nice enough to have some audio rolling while you guys are doing your thing.
He's supposed to be digging his hole. No. Where is he?
No, right. No, David, you know how you get around that? You take your lunch break. And you bite the bullet and say, hey, guys, I'm going to buy lunch for everybody, but it's going to take a while for that order to get done. And you just extended yourself another 30 to 45 minutes. But you got to come back with the food. So it's going to cost you. But nobody ever gets angry if you bring donuts back.
Yeah, I would negotiate with that. I'd be happy to provide services, food, whatever it takes, if it means I got to watch more basketball.
Now you had a lovely spread here.
Well, I wanted to do something nice for you. We're not in Vegas. This is like heaven where I'm just chilling out with you guys doing the show versus.
I walk in, there's a concierge. You try this.
No, listen, I wanted to cater a nice spread for you guys. Kenny and Evan made a executive request, and I said, okay, we can do that. Now, here's the problem. So you start talking menus for tonight and all that stuff. I would love to know what people got going on. The problem is, I got the spot that I got, I don't want to tell nobody what it is. And it's not a conflict with sponsors.
You just don't want people there.
No, because if I say where I got everything, I'll never be able to order from this place again.
Yeah, please don't. Every so often, I'll stop by there after work on my way home, and it's boom, a secret. In and out, no problem.
It's a secret.
It is.
But the minute I do that, and make no mistake, we made that mistake a couple of times in the history of this show. You'll never be able to order from the place again. So, no, that's not a flex. It's just we have a very loyal audience, and people trust the recos that come out of this show, and I do not want to be shut out from this very secret honey hole delivery place.
That's good.
Hey, let me tell you. Do you know the guy who was most excited? Right over there. We have audio of David's first bite. You're taking the family this weekend. You
I am going
that,
this
huh?
weekend. Oh,
that's
yes.
right.
Really?
So
yes.
I'm just telling you. I would love to share it with the listener, but I fear that if I do, I'll be shut out.
No, David, I understand, because after the first bite, I got an eyebrow raise, like, whoa, hey, no, that was not me. Hey, okay.
Well, Scott, please. 248-539-9797. So take us inside your office right now. Use a fake name if you have to. I don't care. Is your productivity at zero? It's 312. Maybe your boss is a stickler. They're not letting you out early today. How are you getting by? I mean, listening to us in your earbuds is one thing. But when we're talking about a visual medium like you want to have a game on, how are you getting away with it? See, for me, I'm easy. As long as people get their stuff done, I don't care what you do. I don't. It wouldn't bother me in the least. As long as you're getting your tasks. But see, I would also take it a step further. If I ran an office today, I would probably just say, all right, guys, listen, the expectations are very low, okay? Just don't pick your nose or bleep yourself at your desk. Can you get half the stuff you normally get done, and I'll have basketball on all day? Can we call it even? All right?
Yeah, I would incentivize it and say, okay, what can we get done Monday through Wednesday? So that when Thursday comes around, all the way up to noon on Thursday, let's get talk to your clients,
right.
Let's get everything done, because then after that, yeah,
nothing's happening. Like, listen, my This is why I love my wife. This is why she is my perfect person. She planned a girls' night. She knows what's up.
I ain't talking to you.
I may not talk to the dogs. I don't know yet. We'll see. The point is, it's
You'll talk to the dogs.
I will. Those are my guys. We're going to watch the Michigan game together. But no, I'm being serious.
Like, no respect of personal space, but yes.
Rico, they're dogs. And when you invite them to take more, they're going to take more. I can't help you with that. They don't violate my personal space. I don't put up with that. You, oh, forget it.
Yeah. It's like being an uncle. Come on. Come on.
Okay. Well,
you know how it is. You're
no,
the uncle,
I,
so
no
you can...
I don't because I've watched. Look, Otis may be diagnosed with cancer. I've still watched him mount you and try to make a baby with your thyroid. I'm like, dude, you got to take that dog away. What are you doing? He's climbing up Mount Rico, and I'm like, Reek, you got to put a stop to it or he's just going to keep taking.
He's trying to leave a legacy.
David,
just
please.
I'm just glad to see little fella's got energy.
He does.
That actually is good.
He's still partying, man.
I don't care.
And again, I know that we never intended on being a three-dog household. It just, we wanted to have a dog kind of integrated if Otis was moving across the Rainbow Bridge. He said, F that. Right. You ain't replacing me. He's turned into training day. He's Lorenzo.
Right. He really is like, oh, I see what you're doing.
Oh, all you bitches.
Okay, you know what? Y'all going to be playing basketball in Pelican Bay.
You're going to do this to me. I didn't do anything, man. I thought you weren't going to be
I'm
here.
I'm putting cases on all of y'all.
I ain't going nowhere.
Right. It's quite a scene.
Need some help? No.
No.
Dr. X, what can I do for the cause? Nothing. 248-539-9797.
You put up with this, too. You were in on this, Rock. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hmm? All right, we'll get some of the ticket texts. We'll get to a tournament update as well. And then, yes, we will turn our attention to Michigan. They play the late game tonight. That's inconvenient. I know that. It's not on a Friday. A lot of people got to get up early for work. And no, it's not, oh, tough it out. Yeah, it's easy for you to say. If you're a father of three and you got to be up at 5:30 in the morning, don't tell that guy to tough it out and be right up to 12:30. Now, come on.
I don't even know if you got a gigantic menu going on for that game at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it's called a weed gummy and a pillow. There's your menu. I don't know.
That's just popcorn or a bag of chips at that point.
Exactly. Let's get to the people, though. We'll go to Aaron, 97.1. Aaron, what's going on?
Hey, man. Great show. Love you guys.
Thanks, Aaron.
Man, for us, we've kind of been on loan for the last month for another division of where I work at.
Okay.
And today is our final day.
Oh,
we wrapped up shop. I'm out of a job. I have another one lined up, so it's not a big deal.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, okay.
I have the whole next week off.
Then can I ask you a question? And Aaron, if I'm out of line, you can tell me to bleep myself. So am I allowed? Am I allowed to be excited for you then?
I'm excited for me.
Okay, got rid of the one. You got a gig lined up. And as fate would have it, Aaron gets a week off during the first week of March Madness.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited about it. My kids are also on spring break, so I have this week off. I get to spend time with my kids. I get to watch some college basketball.
This is beautiful.
And then I start my next gig next week. So it's a
perfect time.
It's a good deal all around.
This is perfect. Well, how are you celebrating tonight then?
Well, I'm going to drink a tremendous amount of celebratory juices.
Kenny is fist pumping like Tiger Woods at the Masters. Excellent. Listen, I'm glad you put a bow on the story, because when the words "you lost your job" left your mouth, I go, oh dear God, don't tell me that's why you're excited to watch hoops.
I've known for the last month. It was
okay.
So,
right. So
plenty of time.
Aaron, we saw it on the screen. I'm like, man, I hope he just didn't walk in and say, I'm watching the game tonight. I'm done. Either you give me the day off or I'm out of here.
Excellent.
It's go blue all the way. But
all right, listen.
You're up late tonight.
Aaron, that's the other one. I mean, the fact it's the 10 p.m. game tonight, if you had to work tomorrow, that's a challenge.
I'd still do it.
Would. Okay. Listen.
I would.
You're true blue. I respect it. I got to watch regardless. But a 10 p.m. on a Friday night, that's a different deal if you got on a Thursday. You know, I admit it. I mean, it would have been nice if Michigan was a 7 o'clock game, just so everybody. I mean, kids are not watching at 10 p.m.
Right.
They're not. But whatever. I don't like kids, so it's not my problem. Hey, David, how about some let me get to JP, then we'll go ticket text. I don't want to leave anybody hanging. JP, what's going on?
What's going on, boys?
How are you, sir?
Oh, living the dream. It's March Madness. How can you not?
It's look, for us too, this is a new experience. We were excited. I mean, it's been great going to Vegas for 15 years. I'm excited to be home. Like, I'm excited to it here.
So when the show is over, you can just go back to being yourself.
It's my cousin's 40th, but instead we decided to remodel the office and put a TV in there just so I can watch my games.
I like that a lot better. JP, let me tell you something. The way Vegas is going, it's out of hand. I mean, it's insane.
It's stupid. I mean, they changed up everything. You go back 5-10 years ago, you could go down there, you have a good old time. Now, it's just a mess. It's a zoo everywhere.
Yeah, it's chaos. March Madness has turned into something I can't even figure out. I mean, I compare
it. It's not fun anymore. You can't get in anywhere unless you're spending 10 times the amount it should cost.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a little much. So what's the move here now? I mean, tonight, you had the office with the TV, so you got away with that one. Now, the 10 o'clock start, yay or nay for the U of M game?
Well, I got a movie theater I built at my house, so I'm going to sit my ass up in there.
That's it, 10 o'clock. Now, you're going to fall asleep down there. You got no shot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely not.
Come on now.
Loud enough to keep me up.
All right.
I'm about to say, just hit the record button on the DVR just in case.
Yeah, JP will catch the highlights.
Wait, how did they score 20 extra points? What happened here?
Help
it was just halftime. It was halftime. It's 3 minutes left.
David, ticket text, please.
I'm a bricklayer foreman. I had three guys call off today that were feeling just fine yesterday, but today not feeling well. What are the odds they feel good tomorrow?
They won't.
You know what we call that? That's the old Kang two-step.
Laughing a little bit too hard over there.
Work in a therapy clinic. We have the encrypted Fire Stick plugged into the TV in the gym, and we're watching every game.
What the hell is an encrypted Fire Stick? And do I even want to know?
Just, I'll explain it
later.
Keep
it moving.
Streaming makes you angry. This is going to make you livid.
Got it.
All right, I love this one from AJ in Brighton. My hearing aids are Bluetooth, so I have the quad box streaming on my phone, and no one knows because you can see them. You can't see them. All jobs take 20 minutes longer today.
So yeah, you know what? From a productivity standpoint, don't you bake that in as a boss today? You just say right off the top, my people are going to be functioning idiots today. Mm-hmm. Just, can I get 50% out of you? Mm-hmm. Can you be 50% of your normal limited self? Can you do that for me?
Well, that kind of goes to this one. If a normal day's productivity is 8 out of 10, I'd say today is 4 for me. I slipped out at 2 with an I'll finish the day remote, and it's moving the mouse every 5 minutes to say green on Teams. Anonymous in parts unknown.
And you know what? I want to welcome all anonymous. Don't use your name. Right. Don't get yourself in any trouble on the ticket text.
The only people I always feel sorry for on days like our first responders, the people who have to actually do stuff, like police and firemen, like, really? You couldn't do this during a dinner break? Really?
Okay. Oh, you mean like this? I work in an operating room, and the surgeons are watching the games during their surgeries.
I knew it.
I don't know that I like that, but okay.
But you can listen to it.
You can listen. They listen to music sometimes during surgery and things like that.
That's different, David.
But not watching.
Yeah, that's different.
How's it different?
Imagine one of them has like a three-leg parlay going, and they're cutting somebody open. Damn it. Oh. Blood squirting everywhere.
I love how Rico is totally unaffected by this. Now, again, if it's a minor surgery, I don't know. Like, if they're taking somebody's toenail off or something, okay, all right. But don't tell me you're doing open-heart surgery and you're streaming Crate in Louisville. No, I'm sorry. They
normally have music playing.
Music
Great
is
Great job, High Point.
Music's therapeutic. Games are stressful. There is a difference. One is a sound medium. The other's a visual medium.
Oh, crap, I cut the artery.
Right, I mean, come on.
We don't need that.
I mean, but if you made it that high up, you've learned how to, you know, compartmentalize
everything. You've learned how to what?
You know what we're going to do?
You're a heart surgeon.
I'm going to make sure when you're under the knife at some point in the later years, yeah, I'm going to have a backing band in your OR.
Oh, buddy.
I'm going to hire a jazz band. You know what? To hell with
man,
it.
By the time that comes, we're going to be sitting there celebrating at your tombstone. Come on.
Mike's gonna hire a second line to follow the surgeon around.
Hey, Mike, how does it feel to have the first Thursday off?
I'm going to have a guy spill a bag of Skittles right in his open heart. Here, you pick him out. He said it was no big deal.
They figured out how to do it. No. I'm sorry. No.
Last one and we'll move.
I'm openly watching March Madness. I went to our IT room, grabbed an old monitor, hooked it up, and I'm currently rocking 4 screens. Matt and East Lansing.
I respect it. Matt gives 0 Fs. I love it. 248-539-9797. We'll get a tournament blitz. We got a couple news and notes to get to as well. Hey, look, the straw's back to the iced coffee. I can point it at Rico like a stylus. This is exciting.
Don't make me get the stylus.
97-1. So, quick note, we're having some fun tracking just a completely degenerate bet by James Anthony Costa in the Cash Ticket Podcast, a team total under 49.5 for SIU Edwardsville. But Jim may be okay with it. We'll see. Little bit of news, and I know, look, we'll get to Michigan a little bit later, and we're talking March Madness. You've got a strong opinion on it. I agree with everything you're going to say. I thought it was such a simple thing, I wouldn't have to say it, but news has come out. Cooper Flagg for Duke is playing. And my answer is, why? Why? I mean, at minimum, why not just grab the extra 48 hours rest? And I know that doesn't sound like much to us average old people, but when you're a finely tuned D1 athlete with the best care, the best treatment centers, 48, 72 hours, even better. Why would you play him in round one against who? Can you even name who Duke's playing?
No.
Okay.
Mount St. Mary's.
Oh, yeah, the playing game from last night. Yeah.
Right. So, again, why?
I told you, if it were me, he's not playing until the Sweet 16. Only if we're in a dogfight. Like, he would be dressed in the next game, but I would tell him, so long as we're winning by 20-some points, you're not playing. Now, if it gets down to it's a 5-point game, I'm going to check you in, but I'm going to give you the entire week off. There is no reason in the world. Because if he plays and re-injures the ankle, you're toast. They're nothing without him. They're already down a starter. So, no. This is John Shire just flexing right now. There's no reason in the world he should be playing.
Yeah, and again, I don't claim to have, you know, I haven't looked at his x-rays and MRI and the rest. It's just you look around the room and you go, hey, do we really need him to get out of this weekend? You can dress him. You can warm him up. You could have the illusion he's going to play. But I'll be really surprised if he gets 18 to 20 minutes tonight. Like, you would like to think that wouldn't happen. This is the number one pick in the draft.
Right.
And I'm not one of these people who says, I wouldn't play in the tournament at all. You're already drafted. There has to come a point where things mean something.
Mm-hmm.
And I do hate that we've gotten to a space where that's even a thought process. Certainly isn't college football.
No, it is. But to me, I realize it's a business decision and people are like, you know, it's their choice. You're right, it is. But in the tournament, if I see Cooper Flagg going out there, at least I know he loves the game because he doesn't need this. He's going to be a rich man. He's going to be the number one pick. But I love the game so much, coach, I want to go out there. And this is, as a coach, you got to protect him and say, son, we don't need you for Mount St. Mary's. Okay? Now, what's that? Come Sweet 16 time, you're back in. You can warm up and do the pre-game warm-ups with us for the second round.
Yeah.
But that's about all the exercise you're going to get. Because unless we are in dire straits,
just bizarre,
you ain't playing. Yeah. So just be okay with that because, trust me, I'm not trying to have you re-injure yourself, hurt your draft stock.
No.
I don't want to see you back here at Duke next year because you screwed yourself.
David, go ahead, buddy.
And it's very interesting because I just decided to look at their responses on Twitter because they tweeted out with their account, Duke account, that he's playing, and a lot of fans aren't happy with this. Some people are saying, well, I doubt he plays 10 minutes or the second half at all. A lot of people are saying don't rush him back. Others are saying it makes no sense. He shouldn't be playing at all. Another one says, play him in the second game if you need him in the second game. We don't need him in this game. Someone else shouldn't play a single minute. It's malpractice if you play him against Mount St. Mary's.
So reverse engineered for a minute. And just for fun. I don't want to belabor this and we'll move on to ticket text. But give me a reason you would. If you're John Shire, you're the CEO of Duke Basketball. It's really what coaches are. Can you give me a reason you would? And I'm not gonna jump on you here. I'm asking you to play the role of John Shire. Why would you play him?
The only way you play him, Mike, is if outside resources, if you know, NIL money or boosters dictate, well, me and the wife are flying in, we want to see Cooper Flagg play.
Ah.
And last time I checked, you know, we pay a large portion of your salary. So make it happen. That to me is the only reason why is that somebody rich flexes and says, my kid's never seen him play up or close and personal. I kind of need him out there on the court. Other than that, it's the dumbest decision ever. You gain nothing from this. And what are they like, some 20-point favorite? If you can't beat them without him, then you know what? We aren't practicing hard enough.
No, and again, I'm not acting like ones haven't lost in the second round to an 8 or 9. And I'm not telling you. You would cruise. I'm simply saying my mindset, if I'm the coach, is A, I can get through this week, and this is the best Duke team maybe of the last 15 years. Really. And the second game, we can have Cooper Flagg available to us if needed, but I don't know, man. In the end, I guess it doesn't matter, right? They've already paid the money. He wants to play. You know, you'd get in a sticky situation if the kid didn't want to play and then you got to run cover for him. It just seemed weird to me.
So, yeah, maybe he just dresses, he goes to warm-ups, and he's sitting there. And I guess he's a just in case of emergency. But you know what? We were just testing out the ankle and just to see how he felt in warm-ups.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's his first tournament. You want to give him that experience, put him out there in the warm-ups. Make sure he can run. Make sure he can do what he needs to do. But you're like, okay, that's great, son. Now you're going to sit next to me the entire game.
Mm-hmm.
Don't need you.
Right.
Someone says, guys, we don't know the extent of his injury. Reports say he would have been ready for the ACC final, so maybe just play him 15 to 18 minutes.
And look, in the end, that's probably what it is. I was just surprised they'd even bother. That's all. Yeah. No one's yelling. No one's screaming. It was just a
conversation. In the world of sports, if you can steal a couple of extra days for an athlete to rest, you take that, because bigger picture is you want to win a title. And yeah, I think probably the best team since the Zion-led Duke team.
See, look, this isn't like the sports reporters. We're not going to argue about it. I think it's better.
Really?
I do. This is, to me, the best Duke team in my memory. They're really good. And the 19 team was good. I know that. But this is, Rico, they're...
No.
Maybe part of it is the ACC got worse. And maybe I'm blinded by scores. But every night, I mean, they were freight training teams. I mean, they were winning by 25, 30. I mean, just
and I guess that's why I was saying that. Because at that time, Duke had to go up against the Carolinas. They also had to play the Virginias. They had to play some real teams.
You're right.
This team is benefiting. And they're a good team.
They're nasty. Go ahead, Dave, and then we'll move. We'll get to a tournament update.
Yeah, someone's texting on that point that you just made, saying that, yes, this is one of the best Duke teams in a long time. Why would you risk this and you have a great chance?
Yeah, and look, the fun part of it is we're not going to be held responsible. Ultimately, if something goes sideways, John Shire's ass is in the jackpot. So he knows the deal, and he must have some good assurances or have a plan here. So we'll see what happens. All right, let's get to a tournament update. We want to preview some games that are going to be coming up later for you guys. We'll do that next, 97.1. Okay, David, we got a lot of games to preview in the night session. Let's do just that right now, a little tournament preview.
So we're going to go by time here. We're going to start with the 6:50 matchup between Tennessee and Wofford. Not much to say there. Tennessee's going to destroy them.
This wasn't a game we covered extensively on Cash Ticket either. There just isn't a lot of value there. If there's one higher seed that like I was interested in, it's Bama. But that's not relevant to what we're talking about. I usually stay away from the ones and twos. Tennessee just, look, man, they're complete. They're really good. They're a lot like Florida in that we paid attention to Auburn and Bama too much. We didn't pay enough attention to Tennessee and Florida. They're really, really good, man. Between Ziegler and Lanier and the way they play and the way they can lock you down. I think it's just Rick Barnes. That's my fear.
The only problem is that people did pay attention to Tennessee, David, and every time they did, they let the world down. Florida walked in there and said, no, you're still JV SEC. Yeah.
Florida played them three times. They beat them by, I think, 25, but both times.
One at Tennessee. So, yes, they're probably going to steamroll Wofford, but it's the fact that every time you think they're about to go over the hump and be that great team, they go full Rick Barnes on you.
So the next three on the late slate, we'll take them one at a time because the next three are really good here. We'll start with the number 7 seed Kansas versus 10 Arkansas at 7:10.
Yep.
That one, your favorite, Mike.
That's my spite store game. I know Bill Self's going to screw me, but I think for Arkansas, it's all about Boogie Flan being back. He was supposed to be out the rest of the year. This is kind of a surprise. But look, I'm taking Rico's lead on this. Nobody's been on the Kansas thing better than Rico earlier. They're just effed up.
Yeah.
They're just your drunk uncle who can't get his life together. And you go, how? You've got an MBA from Harvard. You're still a loser. I don't know, man. Kansas just doesn't play good basketball. It doesn't work with Dickinson. AJ Storr, they paid a lot of money for. He rides the bench.
Well, they paid a lot of money for Hunter, too, and they don't like him. So very dysfunctional is what Kansas is. David, they have a ton of talent. It's just, I don't think they like each other. They're not a team. Like, certain teams, you're like, you can see the camaraderie. It's just five individuals when it comes to Kansas.
Is Arkansas going to get this done for us? For America?
Yeah, I think they will.
For America?
I do think they will.
Oh, please. Please, I need Kansas out of this thing. America.
Next game on the slate is the 7.5-point favorite Texas A&M versus the 13 Yale.
Yeah. This one, look, here's my message about A&M. You don't want to watch them and you don't want to play them. The reason is it's a street fight and they live on the glass and they don't take and make threes. They don't make twos. I mean, they take them. They don't make them. They're number four in America in offensive rebounding. Wade Taylor's been there for 15 years and a guard. It's a slog. Everything is difficult. It's like you're playing in mud against them.
This is a set it and forget it. Kind of like the Dick Bennett Wisconsin teams.
God.
Right, but they win. It's not pretty, but you just didn't want to watch the game unless your team was going up against them. So, yeah, if you're betting it, bet it and forget it. Turn to something else.
It's the opposite of Ron Popeil.
Yes.
With the little grill he used to sell, or the rotisserie. Set it and forget it.
The third game in that 7 o'clock window is the 6-seed Missouri versus Drake. Missouri is a 6.5-point favorite.
It's Styles making fights. And the problem in this game to me, Rico, I can see it both ways. It'd be a lean to Drake just because I respect their discipline. I respect the way they play. Mm-hmm. The fact that they replaced DeVries and his kid. Yeah. They went out and got this McCollum guy, the D2, three-time national champ. He brought four of his players in, including the point guard, this Bennett Curse kid. Here's the problem. I could totally see a scenario. Missouri walks in and goes, that's cute, and they're playing at warp speed.
See, I look at Missouri, Mike, and a lot like, you know, earlier in the day, we saw what Purdue did. Missouri limped to the finish line, losing four of their last five games.
Undisciplined, but talented.
Right, and it's just like, man, it's almost like, have you guys just quit on the year? You'll have to wait and see if they could rally. They have more talent there, but right now, Missouri's their own biggest enemy. It's not Drake, it's Missouri.
Well, the other thing we talk about, too, is, look, the SEC, we have this respect, and it's like, well, if you're not the Big Four, how good are you? Well, look at it the other way. Imagine if Missouri played in the Big 12 the way they should. How much better their record would be. How different our perception would be.
Oh, you're right.
I'm actually scared that me leaning Drake, it's going to be like Mizzou by 25. Like, they might just come out and be like, who are these scrubs? And run circles around
North Carolina.
Oh, boy.
How to like P.D. Pablo?
Dude, listen, you know what was good? I got my worst pick right out of the way
you
quickly.
Did.
You just ripped the Band-Aid off. I hit Xavier last night. We started the day with Creighton. We got High Point live. Look, got the worst one out of the way. I knew that SDSU thing. If I had a physical ticket, just crumple that up.
So before we move on from those three, my question to you is, out of the lower seeds there in those three games we just touched on, who has the better shot at pulling the upset? Yale, Drake, Arkansas.
Pig Suey.
Yeah.
For America.
Yeah. I would say Arkansas. And if,
even with everything you said about Missouri?
Yes.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. Kansas is, the more you let Hunter score and rebound, the more he forgets his teammates. So that's what I would do.
Hunter get 25.
I would let
guard
Hunter
everybody
go for
else.
25 and 15.
That's what State did against Michigan. Let Vlad get his. Nobody else going to hurt us.
Yeah.
Now we have in the 9:30 window, depending on how early the game before them finishes, you have Utah State, the 10 seed, going against Mick Cronin's team, UCLA. UCLA is a 5.5-point favorite.
This is another game where they both play a similar style. This is a game where I like to call a first to 50 will win. If you like offensive basketball, use the quad box and watch something else. Don't watch this game.
What?
I'm just saying, both teams can play defense. It's going to be the rock fight.
I think it's
going to
be, they'll be higher scoring than you do. Okay. I mean, look, I think the winner's going to get the 70.
But I just said first to 50.
Yeah, I get worried Utah State's a little bit of a popular upset pick because of their past teams. UCLA may just bully them. They've got the bigs. I never remember his name, the 7-footer they got. Not Mata. The hell's his name? Oh, man. That doesn't matter. Look, I don't like this game at all. I like the other two in the late pod, including the Michigan game. If you forced me into this, David, I'd probably take UCLA. And I kind of wonder if the game goes over the total. I don't think it's going to be nearly the rock fight, but go ahead. We can move on.
Okay. All right. And then the last two games, I'm not going to touch on Michigan, but let's get to the St. John's host, Omaha and Texas Tech and UNC Wilmington. I mean, blowout central.
If you want to know what you could do if you're bored, St. John's is not going to let Omaha get going. They lock you down. under 149.5. As far as the game, I have no interest in watching it. I know that sounds terrible. I want to watch U of M. I'll moonlight with the UCLA game. Yeah. This game has no value to me. Under 149 if I had to. But yeah, don't do that. That's gross.
In that later window, it is definitely the Michigan game that everyone's going to watch.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know.
Can I just also shout something out?
Yeah.
I want to say this. I'm always mean to Jim because he's so smarmy and he's kind of an ass, but he's my guy. I want to congratulate James Anthony Costa.
It's happening.
For the grossest yet rocking chair bet in the history of Cash the Ticket. SIU Edwardsville, team total points under 49.5. Cookies, you beautiful bastard. Final, 78-40. Houston, rocking chair for the cookie man.
Go cash that ticket.
That's so disgusting, man. Good God. That's all. I just wanted to say something nice.
No. But David, yeah, as far as the Michigan game goes, yeah, I think that's where all the eyeballs are because Vegas is saying it's going to be a very tight game. It's once again Styles making the fight. Michigan, if you can cross half court, use your 2 7-footers, Area 51, they won't. UC San Diego really doesn't have an answer for that. You just cannot let them press you and make you turn the ball over because they don't. So, yeah, the magical number for me in that game, David, for is 10. You turn that ball over more than 10 times, you're probably going to lose.
And that is your March Madness late game window preview.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.